Courage Wakefield had, and courage he would need to survive 2 weekends in the 8-man position, let alone 2 decades trashing vaccines. But courage that's powered with the fuel of ambition can hurl a character into the path of worldly wins, success or failure, praise or blame, fame or disrepute, pleasure or pain. A life may blow this way or that. His career plan A was professor of surgery. If in doubt, cut it out, and all that. Here was medicine's most self-regarding branch, still clinging in England to a quaint medieval custom of distinguishing surgeons from mere doctor physicians with a prenominal Mr. or Miss. They'd nurtured this snobbery since their days of blood and gore when, should you need any part of your body removed, your loved ones took you to the barber. Andrew always wanted to be a surgeon, his mother tells me. Even as a little boy, he used to sew patches on his trousers, and they were always beautifully sewn on. And he always wanted to be a surgeon. He never said he wanted to do anything else. He would crave that professorship, and had he stuck with surgery, I can't conceive he wouldn't have gotten one. But when he watched the craft closely, as first a student and then a junior doctor, even the most heroic of slashing and stitching lacked something he knew his life needed. Resecting intestine would make a difference to patients, but his dreams were bigger than that. The fracture with a timeline featuring scalpels and clamps didn't come until he was 30 years old. After graduating St. Mary's in 1981, he finished a string of training jobs, mostly around London, and then turned up in Canada on a 2-year fellowship at the Toronto General Hospital.